What's up, folks? My name is Rob Gorski, and you're listening to the Autism Dad Podcast. I hope that every one of you out there who are listening to this right now are safe and healthy. I hope that your family and your loved ones are safe and healthy as well. I know that we're dealing with a lot of very difficult times during this COVID-19 pandemic, and most of us, all of us, should be on lockdown right now, and I know that that can be very, very difficult. I wanted to thank everyone who is making that sacrifice, because people like my oldest son, who are immunocompromised, rely very heavily on what you guys do. And so as a parent, as a father, I want to just say thank you for doing that for my son. And I'm staying home for him. I'm staying home for my parents and your parents and your loved ones who may have compromised immune systems due to something like fighting cancer or HIV/AIDS, or maybe they just have underlying health conditions that put them at a higher risk of COVID-19 infection complications. So we all got to stick together, and we will get through this. What I want to do today is talk a little bit about how I'm managing my depression while on lockdown alone with my three autistic kids. There's a lot of challenges that being depressed adds to your life on a good day. Lockdown is a whole different experience that I never anticipated having to live through. So there's a few things that I'm doing, a few mistakes that I've made that I'm trying to learn from. And I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. First, I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thanks. The Autism Dad is brought to you by Mightier. Mightier is a fantastic program out of Harvard Medical and Boston Children's that uses a wrist strap heart rate monitor and video games to help your child learn to emotionally self-regulate. That means fewer meltdowns. It works for any kid because it's biofeedback, so it works for anyone. But it's especially effective in kids who are on the autism spectrum. As you may or may not know, kids on the autism spectrum can have a more difficult time with emotional self-regulation. My kids are no exception to that. And what this does is it finds an engaging way to teach them to recognize the feelings in their body, their emotions, and it rewards them with better gameplay by keeping those emotions in check and calming themselves down and keeping their heart rate in a certain place. It's brilliantly simple. It's proven science. They have proven that it reduces meltdowns up to 60%. That's good for the whole family. When your child is less stressed out and they're not experiencing distress, they're happier. When they're in a better place as parents, our stress level is lower. And so it's a positive thing for the whole family. It's fun. It's engaging. My kids love it. They offer a 30-day free trial, so there's no risk. You can give it a try. If you don't like it, you can just send it back. You can find out more information and read about my journey with my son using this program at theautismdad.com/mightier. That's theautismdad.com/mightier. As I mentioned in the intro, I wanted to spend some time today, and I'll keep it brief, but I wanted to talk about some of the things that I'm doing to manage my depression while on lockdown, as well as some of the mistakes that I have been making that I'm trying very hard to sort of pull myself out of and learn from. One of the things that I sort of feel like flies under the radar. We're all worried about the COVID-19 virus and not getting infected. And if we are infected, if we're going to be okay, or are we going to give it to someone else? But there's a lot of things that fly under the radar. One of those things are people who are dealing with mental health issues. Mental health issues can impact your life in a very real way on a good day. Being on lockdown because of the worst pandemic in the last century is not really a good day. So there's a lot of stress. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of unknown in unpredictability that can have a serious impact on your mental health. I have been waging a war with depression since my early teens is sort of when I can remember what I know is depression now starting. I have been medicated for many, many, many years. I have been trying to, utilize more natural things like exercise and diet and trying to get enough sleep as well as medication and like cognitive behavioral therapy kind of thing. No matter what medication you're on or how much medication you're taking or how much therapy you have or are receiving and how much you exercise or how healthy you eat or how much sleep you get, it doesn't matter when it seems like the world around you is falling apart. And right now it sort of feels like that. And so it can be very difficult to manage that. One of the things that I have realized that I was doing was not taking my meds like I'm supposed to. I'm usually really, really good at taking my meds. I have a medication dispenser by a company called Hero that automatically dispenses my medications at like 9:30 every morning. And even when it's basically done for me, all I have to do is push a button and take the meds. I still forget. I still get distracted. It's just my whole routine, my whole daily life has been thrown off since this whole thing started. Not taking antidepressants like you're supposed to can lead to serious complications. For me, I can get physically ill if I miss, a couple doses. And so I noticed yesterday that I was starting to get a headache and I was starting to feel nauseous and I thought, oh my God, I'm getting sick. And then I realized that I'd missed a couple days of my medication and that can't happen. I owe my kids the best version of me that I can give them. And right now I need medication to help balance out my brain chemistry and help me to manage my depression in a way that is not self-destructive. So one of the things that I wanted to do was just remind everybody, if you're on medication, make sure you remember to take your medication. It's really easy to become distracted by everything that's going on and find yourself forgetting to take your medication that you might normally not forget to take. And so just remember to do that. It's very important. One of the other things that I am personally struggling with is self-care. I have been on a weight loss journey for about a year and a half. I've lost 50 pounds plus, maybe 60 pounds. But since this lockdown started, I have not really, we don't go outside. My oldest is immunocompromised, as I mentioned earlier, and so I don't take any chances. We can go in a yard and stuff like that, but we don't really travel anywhere. And so, my daily exercise routine, I would go out and walk 3 or 4 or 5 miles, depending on what was going on, every morning. And not doing that has sort of hampered my weight loss journey, as well as it was very therapeutic for me to just go out and walk in nature for an hour and 10 minutes, whatever it was. It sort of helped me to center myself. It helped me to kind of refocus my energies and just sort of work through some things. A lot of times I would meet my mom at the park and we'd walk together and it was just a really positive experience for me. It sort of reset everything for me and it sort of started my day off on a good footing and I miss that. And it's something that is impacting my life in a negative way now that I can't do it. I've been doing, and I've mentioned this in the blog, I've been doing intermittent fasting for a while now. I think it's 16:8. So I'm supposed to be able to eat whatever I want between the hours of 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Ideally, I eat healthy in between those times. But the idea is that you have a longer period of time where you don't eat so that your body chemistry can adjust and things like that. And it's been a lot harder to do that now because I'm so stressed out that I am I'm coping with food late at night. And that's a huge problem for me. And I can't continue to do that. I have nightmares. I get caught up in this sort of web of typical depression symptoms where I just sort of lose my motivation. I don't have energy. And it just makes a difficult situation significantly more difficult. And And I know a lot of you out there are likely experiencing something similar to that, because we're all sort of living through this upheaval in our society right now with the COVID-19 virus and lockdown and everything else. I just wanted to remind you guys that self-care is so important. Even when it's really, really hard to do it, it's even more important in those cases. Right now, it's incredibly important that you take care of yourself. If you're a parent, like I'm a parent to three autistic kids, and I mentioned my oldest is immunocompromised. If I don't take care of myself, they don't have me. And that's a huge problem. In order for me to give them the version of me that they deserve to have, I have to take care of myself. You know, it involves being selfish in a way in order to be selfless. I don't take away from them to take care of myself. It's sort of adding to my day ways that I can better cope, sort of put back into my emotional bank account. And I guess I don't look at that as taking away from my kids. I look at it as sort of reprioritizing my day in a way that helps me be better for them. You know, you got to change batteries in your remote sometimes. And if I run my batteries dry, then my kids have no one right now. And I just can't allow it to happen. So I have to be able to recharge. Some of the ways that I'm trying to do that is I'm reading more. I'm not a reader. I mean, I can read, obviously. I don't get a whole lot of enjoyment out of it, I guess, like picking up a book and reading, but I have become hooked on audiobooks recently. And so I'm listening to a lot of those, recording more frequent podcasts. I'm trying to write more. I'm trying to force myself to get into a healthier diet routine like I was before all this stuff happened. I'm struggling right now with sleep. That's a big problem for me right now. I lay in bed at night, I can't shut my brain off. And I can't take anything to help me fall asleep because I have to be able to wake up if my kids need me. And if I'm sedated with like ZQL or melatonin or something like that, it usually hits me pretty hard and I have a hard time waking up. So I can't do that. So I'm trying to adjust any bedtime routines for myself that could help me to, I guess, be more relaxed and fall asleep. The problem is just there's, I feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders right now. And I'm worried about how badly or how long this thing is going to last. I'm worried about how our leaders are handling this. I'm worried about what kind of lasting impact this is going to have on my kids. I mean, there's just this endless amount of worry as a result of all of these things that are happening. And because I'm depressed, I can be more anxious and I perseverate, meaning I get stuck in this sort of cyclical thought and I can't always get out of it, and it becomes overwhelming and, you know, it just keeps me awake at night. And so that's something that I'm trying to work through. I may just have to bite the bullet and start doing melatonin or something at bedtime, because at some point I'm going to be far worse off by not sleeping than taking melatonin. So I'm going to have to make some decisions there. One of the other things is that I'm not leaving the house, so I couldn't go see my therapist in person. So what we're doing is we're doing online therapy, and we go, you know, every week, and I just see her on my phone. And she sees me and we just talk back and forth for the hour. And it's not the same as being there in person, because I sort of like being in the same room with the person that I'm talking to, because I can read body language and facial expressions and sort of pick up on some of that nuances of a conversation that you kind of lose when you're behind a screen. But it is helping, and it does help me to unload. It helps me to find perspective. It helps me to remain focused, and I'm very grateful that I have the opportunity to continue that in that format. So I guess the other thing I was going to say to you guys was, if you are in therapy and you can't get there because of lockdown, find out if you can do it over the phone. Find out if you can do it via you know, video conferencing or something like that. I mean, just find a way to make it happen without having to leave your house. I know it's not the same. And I know for a lot of people, myself included, especially my kids, we sort of like things to stay the same way that we're used to having them. And our lives are forever changed now. Nothing is ever going to be the same. This is going to leave a lasting impact on us in a million different ways. And we have to adapt. And if we don't start adapting now, we're going to get run over at some point. So, you know, take the plunge, do your therapy online. It's still therapy. It still helps. So it's definitely better than nothing. So do that. But that's, you know, I just wanted to make a point to remind you guys to take care of yourself. Try and get sleep. You know, take a shower, change your clothes, get out of your pajamas. If you're like me and haven't changed out of your pajamas in like 3 weeks, just, you know, put on regular clothes for a little bit. I did that yesterday, and it sort of changes the way that you feel. It's just kind of nice just to put on a pair of jeans, and get out of your pajamas. But, you know, I mean, so there's just a lot of little things that you can do to sort of help, put you in a better mindset. So I just wanted to sort of put that out there. You know, I wish you guys all the very, very best. I really, truly do. I know this is hard, especially if you're an autism or special needs parent or a caregiver or a loved one of somebody who is at high risk to the COVID-19 virus. The stress level is unimaginable. And I truly wish you guys the best. We can get through this. We will get through this. We got to stick together. We need to follow the guidelines put out by the public health officials. I know social distancing is very difficult, but for a lot of autism families, we're already doing that anyways. Let's just be honest. So it's not as much of a culture shock for families like mine all the time, because we tend to be sort of isolated naturally. Not that that's a good thing, but in this case, it's less that we have to adjust to. And just take care of yourself. Find ways to entertain your kids. Find ways to keep your sanity. And just do what you can to make it through. You know, this isn't going to be forever. And we will find a way through this. But we got to stick together. We got to be smart. We got to continue to stay away from each other. Stay at home. Wash your hands. Get your information from reliable sources. Public health officials, major hospitals, universities, doctors, people who specialize in this. So just get the facts, understand what the risks are, take precautions, be smart, take care of your loved ones, and I will talk to you guys in a couple of days. So please stay safe. My heart goes out to all of you. And as always, you can find me at theautismdad.com. All my social links are at the top of the page. You can hit me up on Twitter. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me. My DMs are open, so I can hear from anybody. You can subscribe to the podcast via any of your favorite podcasting apps. Just hit the subscribe button. I would really appreciate that. In the show notes below, I will have a list of some of the reliable sources that I rely on for accurate, medically sound, scientifically solid information on the COVID-19 virus and what I can do to protect myself and my family. So that'll all be included in the show notes below. So I really hope you guys stay safe. My thoughts are with you, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.